Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, family. This is Loki, the naughtiest little elf in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And if you thought I was mischievous, wait till you hear the cheeky antics my friends Levins and Angus get up to in another episode of Hey Fam.
For all the dogs. Yo, give me a little level check.
What's up? Cool. Listen to For All the Fam.
All the fam that works.
For all the fams.
For all the Hey Fam. Hey, we're back in the car.
Yeah, we're back in the car.
So last time we were in the car, we were driving back from Spilt Milk Festival in Canberra. Wait for it.
Trying to go to a McDonald's, exactly. And they were all closed.
All the McDonald's.
And there was one right next to the festival, and we were like, we'll go to the proper one at Goulburn or something.
McDonald's.
Yeah, not, but it was one that was like attached to a petrol station.
That's right, yeah. It didn't look real.
I don't want those fumes on my burgers.
True. You know?
I'm concerned.
I only want the fumes in my fries.
Yeah.
But I remember it was like a 3-hour drive. I would say maybe like that last hour.
And went for about 8 hours.
One of the worst hours of my life.
I felt like how you described watching Shin Ultraman was.
That was as tired as I was. That was a good experience. It was weird.
Unlike that,
I guess you were being driven somewhere as opposed to driving. Maybe it felt less horrible for you.
And yeah, it was kind of, this is great. We're just at the traffic lights with a bunch of cars, bunch of pedestrians, and we just look like we're podcasting while driving. Because you know what? We exactly are doing that. It'd be great if police pull us over. They're like, hey, what are you guys doing? Like, oh, we're just recording a podcast. Like, oh, move along.
Right.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, you're white guys. Keep going.
Yeah, totally. Of course you are. We didn't realize it's your God-given
sorry,
right.
Sorry, boys.
Yeah. Carry on. But so, 3-hour drive, and we didn't find that. I feel like we got to a McDonald's as it was closing, like an hour into the drive.
No. We went to one and there was a fuck off line, remember?
That's right.
And we're like, this is insane. And it was like, that the Goulburn one had like a line.
Like
out
30 cars.
And we're like, this is going to be absurd.
And the restaurant itself wasn't open. It was only the drive-through that you could use.
And there was like one...
Again, it didn't feel real.
There was one like... It was like a Lynch movie. There was like one Goulburnite teen behind the counter. Yep. And we're like, this is stupid. We're going to go to this one. And we went to another one. We pumped it in. It was like 5-minute drive. We got there. A barren site. Like nothing there. No McDonald's.
Yeah. And then we passed like, I reckon, 4 McDonald's. We actually like went off the beaten track to to find some McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. We took at least 45 minutes longer just hunting for the big arches, the golden arches. And eventually, I think we settled on a petrol station and got some Burger Man chips.
Yeah.
From memory. It was like Burger Man ones.
That's right. It's like a burger ring that's shaped like a man.
Yeah. And they've been limited edition for 3 years. Yeah. And you can only get them in regional regional supermarkets and petrol stations.
An okay consolation prize, I guess. And the following week, I was in Ballarat myself.
That guy's so short. Like, it looks like a hobbit.
Damn, bro. You're short shaming now.
No, it's just like really short.
Yeah,
it wasn't like... He wasn't like I don't think he had a physical impairment. He was just like a short statured man. It was very
like
interesting.
Danny DeVito.
Yeah, it was DeVito-esque.
Yeah. Penguin. But
Matilda.
The following week, I was doing the same festival in a different state, I was on my own, shorter drive, and I just drove past.
Which one was that again?
Ballarat. 7 McDonald's on the way home. Stopped at two of them.
Just because you could.
Yeah, and I got the Chicken McSpicy, which is now being rebranded without McCrispy. The spice as the McCrispy.
It's such a good burger, though. Have you had the McCrispy?
I had it on Thursday night after you and I had been hanging out for the first time in over 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Having fucking beers.
Oh, I can't believe you got one after that. That would have been supreme.
I'd been drinking for, I think, like...
8 hours?
Yeah, longer than that.
Yeah.
It was like 2 a.m. And I know.
Oh, that late?
Yeah. And I mean, I stayed out. I had a great time.
What'd you do
Thursday night? Well, I just like I worked for like 8 hours, yeah. And then I went out and had some pints with Tommy.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't like pints, but I think I like pints.
Well, you like
they're
them
just very big.
You get really drunk.
Yeah. Like you hit back 5 pints, which I did in the afternoon.
You're gone.
Like, yeah.
That's half a case of beer.
And then I got to the gig that I was playing at, and they'd bought a brand new mixer that I had to download the driver on my laptop so I could use it.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. Like, as soon as you're forced to do something like that,
yeah.
Technical things, or maybe like you have to sober yourself up really quickly because your wife's in labor.
Yep.
That did happen to me once. It's crazy, the
Last Jedi starting and Angus is glaring at you.
Oh, no, I don't think I sobered. I think I did sober up. You're right.
Yeah.
I think I made one joke and you.
I was like, dude, not now.
Not now.
I was like, literally.
Save it for the next sequel.
Yeah, I'm like, JJ's not cooking for the next one, trust me.
But yeah, I had the McCrispy on Thursday night.
This is huge. I had no idea.
Bro, what a good burger.
I want to eat one right now.
The
sauce.
Maybe we might. We'll get to it. But
dude,
like,
the sauce.
For me, it's the bun.
Oh, the bun is incredible.
That bun rules.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if Leroy's had any input.
I doubt
but
it.
But if he has, I'm saluting the mayor of Redfern over and over again for his amazing commitment. I mean, also, I know he's not managed by Scooter Braun anymore, but whoever's taking care of Kid Leroy's management, unbelievable work with, you know, pairing him up with what I think is probably the most exciting mainstay menu addition to the Australian McDonald's menu in at least 5 years.
Well, exactly. That's funny. Like, as Australia...
Biggest thing to happen to McDonald's since all day breakfast. Well, but they took that away.
It's a big, big move. It's like, you know, as Australia...
Well, how often do they add a permanent? Australia, I think the last one was like the Angus burger.
Sure. Australia at the moment is voting to change the constitution.
Yep.
And I feel like McDonald's will like, let's change our constitution
voice,
too.
And also with a young indigenous
That's
voice.
That's true. In Roy. Yeah. And,
yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't know if the government is going to be as successful as McDonald's.
Yeah,
which sucks ass, but.
I think the geniuses of McDonald's are doing a better job than the incumbent government at the moment of convincing people to something new on a menu. The menu, if you will, is a constitution. You're right. And they made a referendum by making the McCrispy a mainstay.
I had my doubts. I was like, do we really need another...
Get another chicken burger.
It's like, not
with
just
lettuce
chicken,
and mayo.
Exactly, that's all it is. It is just like, you describe a McChicken, it's a fried chicken patty, it's your lettuce, it's your mayo. I would say a McChicken is peppery.
Yep.
McCrispy, no pepper.
No, it's not aioli-ish. Well, I'm trying to...
It's just like a really umami, savory kind of mayo.
It's so good.
On this dope bun that was...
How good's the patty?
They toasted the bun to fuck.
And the patty?
And the patty...
Crispy as fuck.
I mean, you'd want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the title, you're right.
But. Yeah,
I described it. Someone said, "Describe it to me." Like, you know, pitch it to me. And even though I don't work or represent the McDonald's Corporation, I will, I will pitch for them for my life. And I said, imagine the Angus burger is a upgraded like McDonald's burger. However, I don't like the Angus burger.
Dude, the Angus burger sucks.
They go too ham. They add too much. I'm like, what this has done? It's upgraded the ingredients, but it's kept the simplicity. And that's where the Angus burger goes wrong. They add bland dumb cheese, and they add like red onion, and they just add wrong un-McDonald's
things. You don't want
things.
McDonald's. Yeah, but
just like they've taken literally the
blueprint.
They've
spent 30 more cents on the burger.
Yeah,
and charging you $4 more extra for it
for that sick
but
new
it's,
name.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it's just a rebadged McSpicy. No, the patty is so good.
Yeah, killer burger.
Oh, I'm so glad, man. That's so exciting that you ate it. It's better than anything else.
Look, the reason we're going hard on the McDonald's talk at the start of the episode is... And the reason we're in the car...
The reason why we're driving...
First of all, insane week for me. I begin working on a music festival tomorrow. That's like the next 4 days of my life.
Parramatta Lanes, right?
Yeah, that's right.
For those...
Yeah, shout out. If you live in Sydney, come visit me in Parramatta. I curated a stage... there's going to be like 10,000 people per day at this festival.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're predicting. I curated the food, music, entertainment, and I even got a gacha set up there from Gacha Gacha.
For this stage?
Just for the stage, the three elements that make me.
Yeah.
Food, music, and gacha.
Yeah.
But this was the only night we could record, Tuesday night.
I'm trying to think what if I had a festival, would be...
McDonald's. Crocs.
Kanye West. It actually sounds good.
Yeah.
It sounds really good 4 years ago. But still sounds good now, but it sounded a lot better 4 years ago.
But realization the other night, like, oh shit, the one night we can record this week is...
I have been invited.
Both of us. I ended up getting an invite too. And it was really funny because the invite came from McDonald's.
It
didn't come from Disney.
Nope, came from McDonald's.
So we both got an email from McDonald's, which was very exciting.
Because I was like, they finally noticed me. They finally put me on their distro list. This is great.
And it's we got invited to the premiere of Loki,
yep.
season 2. And hilariously, Loki's already premiered on Disney Plus.
Yeah, Thursday or Friday.
But they only showed one episode, right?
So we're seeing, I believe, two episodes tonight. Which I guess is feature length.
Yeah, and I thought I was out. Like, I was like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to watch any more MCU ever again.
Yeah, but then we read the fine print and it said, sponsored by McDonald's. And I've never, like, I don't know. What do you think's going to do? Like, so I know this is it. This is we're hinging on.
The bit at the end of the first episode it's set at McDonald's.
Now, this is something that, like, you can tell another COVID fallout. McDonald's has been kind of out of sync this year. Remember the Mario Kart Happy Meal came out? A holiday...
The Mario movie email.
The Mario... Remember that came out like an entire school holiday before the film came out?
Yeah, months. Yeah.
And what I think this is... Remember there was the As Seen at McDonald's promo or 3 months ago? And you could get the low-key sweet and sour sauce then? That's when the show was supposed to come out.
Yeah, right. Wow.
So all that promo saying like... As featured in Seinfeld, Fallen Angels, Space Jam, the last one, because it was going in like chronological order. The last one said Loki season 2. The whole thing was like this stealth. Well, you know, what I believe is that the whole thing was a stealth.
Some genius marketer.
Yeah.
Came up with the most confusing campaign.
Well, it would have been great had Loki premiered that week, but everything got shuffled back. You know, Ahsoka.
I mean,
was
I don't. Would it be great? Like, I feel like maybe just do a Loki Happy Meal, and that makes more sense than what they went for.
But sure.
Look,
I kind of like it. I appreciate this thinking outside the box and being like, McDonald's is a part of so many things and Loki as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm hoping to put it bluntly, if we're about to go to a one of my favorite cinemas in Sydney, if we don't bust through the doors and have a 45th president of the United States of America-esque table just laid out.
And him, I want him
with those arms.
Because that was like the one piece of media that was missing from the McDonald's bag for me.
Yeah, it was Trump's, dinner for the sport teams or whatever.
Insane that the Macaulay Culkin movie that Trump is in is not Richie Rich.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, that is very strange.
Like, they put him in Wall Street 2. I reckon put him in Richie Rich 2.
Wall Street 2 deleted. Yeah, Richie Rich 2.
But keep him in it. Make him the titular Richie Rich.
I don't believe in, like, those, like... Isn't it weird that, like, Topher Grace, you know how he, like, recuts movies? That's what he does now?
It's so funny.
The only time I would agree with him recutting a film is restoring the Trump scene, deleted scene in Wall Street 2, when he's getting that haircut next to Michael Douglas. Insane cast to think about now. It's like Shia LaBeouf, Donald Trump, both had some pretty nasty things.
Imagine if that was the poster. Shia LaBeouf.
Donald Trump. Wall Street 2, Money Talks, or Money Never Sleeps. I haven't watched the sequel.
Just the deleted scene.
Gordon Gekko.
And it was Oliver Stone came back for it, right?
He did.
Wow.
Big Stone, like a Rolling Stone.
But yeah, I'm expecting at the very least like bags of McDonald's. But are we going to get cold fries?
Well, here's the thing. I've been crunching that up. I know you couldn't make it to the Ninja Turtles
launch.
And I was, what was amazing about the Ninja Turtles launch, which we're driving past the theater now that we had for Mutant Mayhem, Pizza Hut sponsored the thing.
Yep.
And so I reckon I saw close to 800 pies that day. Tiny ones. No.
Tiny pies.
Big ones. And you could just go up and get slices. Big pies. But with all the mutagen sauce on it.
Green cum.
The green cum. And what I learned that day is that you can, in fact, have fast food sponsoring a film event.
Yeah, of course.
Which was something I never thought was possible.
But you, the biggest difference between Loki and Ninja Turtles was
pizza
you
travels in boxes that is meant to keep it warm.
Oh, that
you know?
Too, but yeah. Also you didn't get an email inviting you to the premiere from
did
Pizza
say Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut
invites you. Like, so it was a surprise. And this could go one of two ways. Either, yes, it is a McDonald's-sponsored event, there will be McDonald's, or the worst part will be walking in, it's the opposite of Ninja Turtles, where it's introduced, sponsored by McDonald's, and there's none there.
I'll walk out. We'll just go back to your house and eat McDonald's and watch Loki at your house.
Honestly, let's do that.
Yeah.
If we walk in and there's nothing, if there's no McDonald's, we should literally go to Haberfield McDonald's.
Yeah, that sounds like it's a way better.
Eat well and just watch the first episode of Loki, but maybe not.
I'm like, I don't know. The air of mystery about this event is exciting.
I wouldn't have gone if it just said McDonald's on the cover. Like, if it didn't say McDonald's.
Yeah, but likewise.
And I wouldn't have gone... I would have gone if it was like a week before the show premiered, just out of curiosity.
How good's this? B's like,
what dumb shit.
You know, how many days are you out this week for Lanes? And I'm like, oh, Wednesday through Saturday. And but I've got to do Hey Fam on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And she's like, do you? And I go, B, tonight we were invited by McDonald's to go to Loki premiere. She's and like, she was like, out. You have to do it.
Yeah, thank you.
You have to go.
Thanks. Thanks, B.
Like, it was like this, like, oh, like, you know, I'm cancelling my plans.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can do this.
This seems like... It seems like an event that you and I are going to walk into, and the Impractical Jokers are there. the reboot of Impractical Jokers by the Inspired Unemployed are going to be there. We're going to be there's going to be some real, I was going to say pie on our face, but I guess fry on our face.
Yeah, no fries.
Yeah, no, I'm really hoping it's catered.
I would be extremely surprised if it isn't. And, like, imagine if they fully lean into... I know a lot of people would hate this so much, but imagine if the Ritz is turned into a McDonald's.
Oh, man, that would be so sick. That would be so tight. I mean, they do dress up that theatre for, like, special events.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess for one night, they could knock down their iconic sign and replace it with an arguably more iconic sign.
Yeah, like you know...
Golden arches.
A big M in place of the R.
Oh, dude, so exciting. So exciting.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pumped. I mean, you know, you could hear a very sad us in later in this episode.
Well,
that's what
part two is going to be. Yeah. What I love is that, like, no matter how good
or bad the
McDonald's is going to be...
You're going to get a great episode.
Well, I know. We have to endure an episode that... We'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Let's go back into the MCU. And then at the end, you're like, oh, yeah. It's all about Jonathan Majors. They didn't do anything. Like to
Shia LaBeouf, to Donald Trump, and Jonathan Majors in Loki 2, Money Never Sleeps. Yeah. I mean, shit.
I felt like, of all of the series that I could be watching again, I guess I have the best will towards Loki. I didn't love that last episode, but I loved the journey towards it.
Oh, Loki is by far and above, and obviously I ride or die No Way Home because I think it was, you know, next to Maverick, just like, oh yeah, movies are great and fun. Mm. Like, just pure cinema experience.
The definition of a blockbuster.
Definition of a blockbuster, and like very well earned in the Spider-Man canon. Not the MCU canon, but the Spider-Man one before MCU.
The only Marvel movie, and you don't see MCU because
Marvel movie to make a billion.
Yeah. Post-COVID.
Post Endgame.
Yeah.
But I think I have a good feeling about the Marvels.
No, didn't the Spidey movie after Endgame?
Oh, yeah. No, but you're completely right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loki is by far and above head and shoulders the strongest thing in, it's funny that phase four is already done. We're like partway through five.
How many? I can't remember what's happened.
I don't know.
Has there been any movies besides Ant-Man so far?
Eternals. They just kept putting it out.
Of course, Eternals.
Every few weeks, they're just like, Eternals. Yeah. And we're like, is that part two? Like, no, we're just putting out Eternals again. We're seeing if it fits in.
If
it works now.
Next month, three Eternals.
Yeah, they're doing trial and error. They're like, maybe it works after She-Hulk. You're like, no, still doesn't work.
Everyone except Noon fucking hates it.
Yeah. Even Chloe Zhao hates it, I'm sure. It's because it stopped her getting any work.
You sent me a very great photo from you and Noon in Melbourne over the weekend where...
We went to Acme, the film and TV.
What do you reckon that stands for?
Australian
Cinema
Media Institute. Maybe
sounds right to me.
I guarantee you, I was in a prime place to find out for at least 45 minutes.
Yeah, all you had to do was look up.
And you know what? I didn't look once. But at the end of it, we went to the merch shop because we were like, "Oh, the merch store here is going to be wild." It was, and there was a, I guess it was a charity. It was called like Women in Film, and there were actresses or female women actors and women directors and women writers just printed like on a plain white t-shirt, just their name. So yeah. Noon took one of me. I was holding one that said Florence Pugh, and I was like tweaking my nipple in a reference to Oppenheimer that I'd seen two nights earlier at the IMAX by myself, which was one of the reasons I went to Melbourne, which is funny because it's now playing in Sydney.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute because that's going to be me in 2 days.
Yeah, but a smaller screen.
Is it?
Oh, the Sydney one's smaller.
Is it smaller than Melbourne though?
I think you told me that.
No, the Sydney one, the newly reopened IMAX screen in Sydney is smaller than the old Sydney screen.
Right.
I don't know. I'm going to bring my ruler.
Bring the please for me.
The tape measure when
because I'm going next Thursday to see Killers of the Flower Moon.
Fuck yeah! Have you bought tickets yet?
Yeah, I've got center recliners.
Okay, should I buy? How much is it?
$43 if you're a City Buzz member because it's through points.
Oh, cool. I am too. Yeah. Can I buy them through Telstra? I wonder.
I was too scared to even wait because they're already booking out.
You reckon Killers of the Flower Moon and IMAX already sold out? That's
it was booking out while
that's
I was on
amazing
there.
I just
jumped on there straight away.
Like
there
were
a bunch of red seats.
Cinemaphiles. Cinemaphiles. Florence Pugh t-shirt. Give me a run through some of the other names you saw on the t-shirts.
Well, they're the only two we saw. Then we
that's
like,
so funny.
Let's go get some food. No, I mean, so, I wasn't.
Well, and the other one is a t-shirt that just, it was black with white letters, just said Chloe Zhao.
Yeah, I guess it was like Margot Robbie. But or
look, if I was in that museum, things would have gone down a lot differently.
Yeah,
I would have bought you that t-shirt.
You would have bought it. Yeah, no, it was amazing. I couldn't believe Noon had it on. But yeah,
IMAX, Sydney IMAX.
IMAX.
It's reopened. We've been talking about it for so long.
5 years.
Every time I drive my kids to the city, we drive past it. They ask if it's reopening. I'm like, why? You don't even like movies. Why would you want them to be bigger?
Yeah, but why would you want them to be even bigger than
excited.
A regular? Yeah.
But they just out of nowhere yesterday just put up on the Event Cinemas, which is like the most generic cinema chain website that IMAX,
it's Event. That's right. It's not Hoyts.
IMAX is reopened now, and it's opening tomorrow.
What a poorly managed announce. You think you'd be doing like 20 days till reopen, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like drumming up excitement.
So here's my theory is that they rushed the opening so they could be one
Oppenheimer?
Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Of course.
Which opens this week. So
yeah,
I think
and it's going to be the hardest thing to get tickets to, for
so
sure.
So I reckon they're like, fuck it, let's make thousands of dollars.
It'll make Sydney,
hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Sydney will make hundreds of thousands of dollars if we get this. Yeah, no, you're completely right. Have you seen like people on the internet, like Taylor Swift fans, Swifties, they don't get movies, and so they've taken photos of the cinema chains where they're like, here is like popcorn and here is like the Taylor Swift cups, and they're like, oh my god, these are so cute, do you think we get to keep them? Like they don't know movie etiquette. Like it's really funny,
the combination of being a Swiftie
and
COVID.
Young and COVID. Yeah, yeah. They're just like, oh my god, these are so cute, are we allowed to like sneak them out? It's like you're paying at least $40 for them. Like,
oh,
that.
So
welcome
funny.
To the movies.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, that's amazing. That, yeah. So the We were like, oh, wouldn't it be great if they do like a greatest hits of recent IMAX movies that we've missed out on?
Yeah.
You know, they show Avatar 2, they show Top Gun Maverick.
Tattoo.
They are doing that.
10-15
tomorrow.
Months.
Tomorrow.
I'm so angry.
If I wanted to, I think I could sneak an Avatar 2 in before I need to get to the stage.
Jealous.
I think I could. Because, I mean, the last movie I saw at IMAX was the first Avatar movie.
Oh, mine was The Force Awakens.
What came out more recently, Dark Knight Rises or Avatar? The first Avatar,
Dark Knight Rises.
Okay,
it was 2012.
It was Rises then. Rises.
Yeah.
Mine
was TFA.
The majority. So the big movies that I saw at IMAX were Jurassic Park re-release.
Oh, that's cool.
So that would have been the most recent. That would have been like 2013, I think.
Yeah. And yeah, that would have been 20-year anniversary.
And then and Avatar. But like, remember how like the majority of the movies when it first opened before like
the documentaries
or like just like weird 1 hour long made.
Well, it's because
IMAX
they could
specials.
Only back then the technology before Chris Nolan was born, they only had IMAX film that would run for like a particular length because of the physical size. And they interesting fact: when Attack of the Clones was released, they made an IMAX cut. Which, funny enough, speaking about Topher Grace, a lot of people say was better than the theatrical cut because they cut out 45 minutes and they just for where they deleted.
It's just pod racing.
It's all pod racing from the first film. That's all it is. No, they got rid of all the romance, and it's just
crazy.
About like Obi-Wan hunting Jango Fett and the Clone Wars, and everyone's like, oh, this rules, and they cut out all the Anakin Padme scenes because they had to make it fit. So they had to actually edit movies down to fit on an IMAX spool back in the day.
That's bonkers.
Yeah, and now it's at a point where Chris Nolan's like, make a camera in IMAX that shoots black and white. because like it didn't before Oppenheimer. Yeah, IMAX right, would not okay, shoot sure. in black and white. So like now they're like the bereft of like you know famous directors. I'm just bummed that they're not doing fucking Nolan Week, like Tenet, like.
Well, maybe I don't know. Maybe I feel like this feels really rushed, but yeah, tomorrow they're showing Avatar at like 11:30 a.m.
Yeah,
and then Avatar
Top Gun Maverick at 3:15.
Yeah,
yeah, I've been looking at it,
and then they're showing Oppenheimer. Is it like that would be an amazing fucking day? Just go through all
just
those
get a catheter
movies.
Put in and leave.
And then yeah, then Eras Tour takes over most of the screens from tomorrow night onwards. They're doing a bunch of Oppenheimer screenings. Killers of the Flower Moon starts again next week, and then there's just a bunch of like yeah, those weird dog shit made for IMAX docos,
Pandas.
And, yeah, there's one called Pandas. There's another one about like the deep.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
Some sub
and it's
bullshit.
Not fucking James Cameron.
James Cameron, yeah.
It's bootleg deep.
But I'm very curious about what this cinema is going to look like. I'm really considering seeing Oppenheimer.
Oh, you have to.
On Thursday or Friday by myself this week.
Sloppenheimer. Getting some sloppy. I got a park like over there. There's like free parking. But there's also a parking garage next to it.
Yeah. It's free, right?
I don't know. Last time I went, it wasn't.
I mean, what are we going to We're going to drive around for a little bit longer anyway, right?
I'd try to secure a park.
Oh, no. I mean like, oh, yeah. Okay, sure.
Just so you're not like driving around later. But quickly, let's glance there.
Glance over here?
Yeah, Lance see if Armstrong. You can see Glance Armstrong. I reckon. Nah, yeah, fuck that. I got a crazy one last time. It was like, all right, we're going to drive past the theater. I'm gonna do my best to zoom in with my...
With your voice.
With my voice and see...
Oh, cool. I kind of
okay, there's it. A big like carpet out the front. A Loki stand. There are people dressed
this
as Loki.
Oh, I forgot to bring
where's
where
the
my
fucking golden arches?
Hat.
Everyone's wearing Loki shit. It says McDonald's. All right. There's heaps of TVA stuff inside.
Yeah, so we got.
Someone's eating something. Is that a nugget? Someone's got something in their hand. What are you eating? Oh, there's a burger. I think that guy's eating a burger.
Someone's walking. All right,
we've
got
to go in. Oh, and there's boxes with stuff. All right, we're going in. Oh, there's a huge line.
This
we have to go in.
Fucked up.
All right.
You love lining up for a premiere. Me?
Well, I want to get food, bro.
Yeah, of course.
I want to. This is way better than I expected already.
Okay, so yeah, we just saw a massive Loki kind of like backdrop and.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck it. I guess I'm paying $20 for parking. Oh, well.
Hey, it's all right. We'll split it.
No, it's fine. It's a business expense.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's a family business. Dude, that's so much funnier than I expected, that Loki crowd.
So, and you see, like, the Loki poster has had tons of McDonald's logos all over
it. Dude, imagine you and I getting a photo out the front of McDonald's.
Imagine like, if they made a Loki mascot, but instead of Loki's, like, weird pokey helmet, it's the Golden Arches.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
They should have done that.
There's
I would have
heaps down.
Oh, down? Okay.
Yeah, go down.
We're in the parking garage now. Really walking you through it. This is hard to do one-handed.
Yeah, I can carry... I can hold your mic for you.
Well, why don't you just hold my parking ticket?
Oh, sure. You sure you don't want me to hold the mic?
Do you
want
to do a little bit of a wrap-up before... So,
look, already, this is a better event than I anticipated, given the fact there's like 100 people out the front.
That's like unappealing to me, but okay.
No, I mean, I imagine just a regular cinema with no one showing up.
Oh, okay, sure.
This is like, oh, this looks like an event. Like,
this is the first time they've done something at the Ritz for Marvel, right?
It's the first time, yeah, McDonald's has done something with Loki at the Ritz. Like,
that's what the M in MCU stands for now.
This is crazy.
So we're going to go to the Loki premiere. We've not talked about MCU content properly since, I guess, neither of us really even watched the first episode of Secret Invasion properly.
No,
I watched most of it on the can, and you just didn't watch it.
I watched, like, it and then never went back in.
So this is the first time we're going
to... It took me 4 hours to watch, remember?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe I'll learn German. Like, I was putting it off.
This is the first time we've properly engaged with Marvel content, MCU content in a long time.
We're crawling back to
time.
Kevin Feige.
So look,
he knew. He's like, I've lost the boys. How do I get them back? And I tell you what it is. It's putting on an opening night. With the geniuses at McDonald's.
Yeah, the good people.
Yeah, with the good people at the clown show.
Kevin, imagine if Kevin's here and he comes out wearing a Macca's hat.
He comes out with McDonald's, Ronald McDonald face paint on.
Yep. So look, this is before the premiere, and then you know that we're going to do it after the premiere. We're going to share our thoughts on not just Loki Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2, our first time properly talking about MCU content in a long time, but more importantly, McDonald's and their
in
involvement in this in this amazing event. A shorter episode this week, but I think we explained why. I think this is an incredible.
11th is really busy. This is a short one, but you can hear it all on PayFam.
Imagine how much happier we're going to sound with McDonald's in our tummies.
Consider this your happy meal, and if you want the toy, you got to sign up to Patreon. It's $5 a month,
and then you can go to patreon.com/HeyFam to get an extra episode of HeyFam every single week.
Yep.
And this week might be one of the best of all time. I think.
Yeah, I think we should drive for this. Is like carpool karaoke, except less British and
it was super fun.
I think
like most premieres we should do it before.
Well, there was
after.
A danger to it because I was like, oh, you could crash or someone could crash into you.
And then we get it recorded.
Yeah, and then be like, imagine... sir, breathe into this. And
oh,
yeah,
that'd
yeah,
be
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And we could be like, no, it's our right to record this as citizens. And,
then you're
well,
like, sir, you killed three pedestrians.
Please step out of the car. You killed three Loki cosplayers.
Anyway, patreon.com/heyfam. See you soon.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. Loki back again. I hope your ears were as blessed by that episode as mine were. A bit of a shorter episode this week, but you'd have to be some kind of frost giant if you're upset after listening to such divine perfection. I can't wait to hear what those two mewling quims get up to next. I'm going straight to patreon.com/heyfam to find out immediately.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.